Good Tuesday morning. It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's all-new Hits 106.3. Unfortunately, it's going to be an overcast and rainy day today. We've had like four nice days in a row, but we do have some rain and potentially heavy rain headed our way this afternoon.
I know yesterday was a sad day at my house. My kids have been like getting out more and doing things outdoors. Well, my son, the five-year-old, left his bike behind my car.
Uh-oh.
And I had to run up to the station for some things and didn't realize that it was behind me and ran it right over.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And then my husband asked me, like, why'd you run over the bike? Like, I'm going to do that on purpose.
He asked.
Why'd you run over the bike? And I'm like, seriously?
He asked you?
Yes.
It's like if you get in an accident, why'd you hit me? Like, well, it wasn't on purpose. Okay, never mind. Maybe that's just a male asking a rhetorical question, what's in their brain, and not thinking, I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it. That's what I do every single day. Like, as the words are coming out, I'm like, too late, I've committed.
So, quarantine day number whatever it is.
1,000.
I ran over my son's bike yesterday.
Nice. So, you're going to get him a new one?
No. We're trying to save our money.
Is it not salvageable? Can't you just like bend the handlebars?
Oh my gosh. No, because it's not the typical bike. It's like it's called a Y flicker. And so it's in the shape of a Y and you got to put your legs on it and kind of just wiggle your booty to move it. It's really cool invention.
It's like the rip stick, but there's 2 feet instead of just the skateboard, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
those things
he
are
loved
weird.
This thing, like loved it. I don't even think he knows I ran over it yet. So shh.
Oh, well,
it's one of those. We're just going to hide it. And
well, you're at home, so I hope he's not awake and just walking around the kitchen.
He's not. They don't get up till like 8 something. It's fine. It's fine.
Well, we should do a tell me something good for him then, because he doesn't know, but he will know.
All right. So we've got positive news stories to put a smile on your face. That is coming up in about 2 songs. Healthcare workers deserve everything special, right? And what people are doing. It's like the new trend. It's simply amazing. We'll tell you all about it. As always, we do appreciate you waking up with us this morning. It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3. We always love these positive news stories, and we've got a few more for you. There's a new trend where people are actually driving to hospitals at night, and they flash their headlights to support the healthcare workers, which is simply amazing because in times like this, you know that they are working so hard, and they're putting themselves in harm's way just to make sure that you're okay.
Of course.
And about 50 cars pull up to a hospital in Oklahoma Friday night, and then hundreds showed up at a hospital in Kentucky on Sunday as well.
Yep, so, I think it was in Owensboro. Kentucky. I think that's where it was.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to find where this was at.
Yeah.
But yes, you're right. Owensboro, Kentucky is where they did this.
Very, very
simply
sweet.
Amazing. It is really, really cool because, you know, they need a little extra encouragement, you know, just to let them know that we actually do care for sure.
And it's one of those kind of like the story in Atlanta we did where everyone was applauding the shift workers or the healthcare mm-hmm. workers coming off of their shift. It's, you know, they know they're appreciated, but it's when you hear it after a really long day or you just see something when you're feeling down and tired. And then you see something like that, all these cars pulling up, it just would give you that extra boost to keep going.
Yeah, we have a little bit of audio, right, from like a reporter in Oklahoma talking about this.
Yeah, so here they are talking about why they're doing this for the healthcare workers.
Just know that we're praying for them. You know, we're thinking about them. We love them. We're supporting them however we can. It's just kind of a sad time for them.
That's just a big thing to ask someone to come to work like that and just to put your life in harm's way to serve other people.
They walk in not knowing what the day unfolds for them, and they just get ready and roll their sleeves up and care for their patients. It really is heartwarming and means a lot to all of our healers.
Love this. I love it so much.
They deserve everything and then more. It's the least we can do.
Absolutely. Also, Krispy Kreme has been giving out free donuts to healthcare workers on the front lines. They'll be doing this every Monday through May 12th. So really, really cool. Just to give them a little extra pick-me-up, you know?
To give you a little extra sugar to keep you going.
That's right, because we all need a little extra sugar. We've got more of these positive news stories. We'll post those to our Facebook page. You can read about it there. It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3. American Idol. we talked about it yesterday a little bit about what the heck they're going to do, because they had this past Sunday's episode that they had pre-recorded, and then this coming Sunday's episode will also be recorded, but it's the last of the recorded ones. So after this coming Sunday, we will be in the live stages, I believe the top 24. And normally when they do that, they have a live audience. And well,
right. And so we were like, what's going to happen?
Right, because we can't have live audiences. So now TMZ is reporting, they have some inside info, that the live episodes will continue, but the judges will be at their individual homes.
It's so weird to me. I am still a little bit confused on how this is going to happen. Like, so does that mean the contestants are now performing at home, or? How's that happening?
I don't understand. And the whole point of, if you've ever watched American Idol, when it gets to these rounds, the big part is how much stage presence does each act have? There's been a lot of people that have amazing voices, but they're like just a stick standing on stage with no, you know, no personality. So now you're losing all of that. You're at home. The acoustics aren't right. You're sitting in your bathroom or something trying to record yourself sing.
If I was them, I would just put it off until like September, October. Hopefully all this will be over by then, but you know, we just don't know. This is just going to be not very good. I don't know.
It'd be better to wait it out than try to do it and then halfway do it. Cause this season's really good. I've been watching every episode. There's a lot of really talented people. So you're giving them, you know, the short end of the stick here by kind of being like, no, we're just still going to make it work. You can't do that.
Also, Katy Perry is pregnant. So, I mean, maybe they're trying to work around her schedule. Who knows? Could be.
I don't know. Also, this is huge news. Ariana Grande has debuted a new hairdo during self-isolation. Have you seen it?
Oh, snap. She lost a pony.
She has had the high ponytail since 2014, but apparently she has naturally curly hair, and she debuted it yesterday on the Instagrams. And her caption was, "Get a load of dis." And it was her in a selfie with curly hair, and people are loving it. They are here for it.
Okay.
They're spilling all the tea. Then they're going to buy more tea, and they're spilling all of it.
I'm going to have to check out this new hairstyle.
I mean, she looks good. But she's I think she's just doing it because she's bored, and everyone, you know, Blake Shelton debuted his mullet. People are doing there. It's the new trend is to debut your new hairstyle while you're quarantined at home.
Of course.
So she's jumping on that trend. It's going to be an overcast and rainy day today. We've had lots of sunshine the last couple days, but today's going to be scattered rain off and on throughout the day.
We need to focus more on stories like this, just because I feel like we're all a little bit stressed out and worried of the unknown of the coronavirus.
Yep.
This guy who is 38, his name is Nick Brown. He was actually one of the first people in Ohio to get sick. He ended up in the ICU at a Cleveland clinic and was actually on life support for a while. He was fighting the virus, and his doctors and nurses wrote daily goals for him. Here he is. This is just part of the interview he did on YouTube, so you can just hear a little bit of it.
Assumed I just had the flu. I'm from a rural area. To be the very first patient to pick it up in a county that is rural as we are, I don't know how it happened. I was on full life support, so I had a ventilator. There was a time during this process where the hospital reached out to my wife and had to have the discussion about end of life options. And at the bottom, you know, they wrote, "We will get you home." I don't know that I have ever seen such selfless people in my life. Just the ability to get back to the point where I can pick up my two little girls, hug them, and, you know, hug my wife. I feel like I've got a second chance at life.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? I get teary-eyed, especially when I hear him say that they wrote on the window, because there's like a glass window between them, because they have to keep the door shut. When he said, "We will get you home," it just gives me cold chills to think, you know, what inspiration it is. Because you don't really know these stories.
Right.
All we hear is what's going on, and mostly the negative. And so to hear these positive, uplifting stories just gives me cold chills.
Yeah, we need to share. Every time we see a story like this of someone recovering and making it out and getting back to normal, it's like, why is that not front page news everywhere? This story is amazing. And you think the healthcare workers there where he was, these healthcare workers are doing the same thing everywhere. There's so many awesome stories like this. And that's why we try to give you a couple of them every day, you know?
Absolutely. We've got this posted to our Facebook page along with others, so you can check it out there and give yourself a nice smile today. Take a little stress off of you. It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3. And there has been an update on whether or not we should be wearing masks out in public, even if you don't have or not showing any symptoms for the coronavirus. Now,
yeah, because I remember there was a big shortage when this all came about, and they were like, no, you're not to wear these unless you are sick.
Right. And it was, that's exactly what was told to us, is if you don't have the virus, do not buy the masks. You don't need to wear them. Well, a research scientist, he is a Australian data scientist, Jeremy Howard out of Australia. This is what he had to say yesterday on NBC's Nightly News.
People should be wearing a mask from the data we've looked at whenever they go out in public. I've analyzed 38 scientific papers that have looked at the relationship between using masks and the transmission of COVID-19 and similar kinds of viruses. And they all tell the same story, which is that wearing a mask can decrease transmission by up to 50%. So that could be enough to massively slow the spread of this disease.
So, again, this is a data scientist from Australia. This is not the CDC or World Health Organization or anything, but this is just a guy that he said he looked at 38 different researchers, you know, or studies that have been done. And this is
what, I mean, when you think about it, it makes sense.
It does.
You look at healthcare workers, they're wearing masks to take care of you. So why would they be wearing masks if, you know, we shouldn't be? I just don't. And I didn't understand it when they told us not to. But, you know, this makes more sense.
It does make sense. And it makes me scratch my head as to why the very, very smart people have been telling you not to wear it. And then now that there are zero masks to find anywhere, now it's coming out to say, oh, no, you need them this whole time. So it's,
well, the good thing is there's a lot of people who are like seamstressed and can sew these. And there's a lot that's going around that they're actually sewing some. So,
yeah.
If you have to go out, maybe try to find somebody who is sewing one and just purchase, and hopefully that will help you.
Hopefully we can, you know, there's a lot of people that, you know, if you do have to go out and you work and stuff. But anyways, that's just what one researcher is saying. Also yesterday during Governor Andy Beshear's daily talk with us at 5 o'clock, everyone gathers around the TV. He signed a new executive order to direct Kentuckians to not travel to other states unless it is for your job, to go to the grocery store, or a medical emergency. That you can still,
or you're taking care of a loved one.
Right, or you're taking care of a loved one. Now, you can still, within the city, travel to do essential grocery store trips and to and from work. But this was, you know, put into effect yesterday. Now, he did say that, I guess they're not going to be at the borders, you know, preventing you, but it is, he signed the executive order. It is strongly urged that you do not do this.
I know, I was freaking out a little bit yesterday because I have a child in Florida. It's Panama City. Mm-hmm. Who's been at my best friend's house for the last, I don't know, three and a half weeks.
Yeah, she's been there for a while. It was like the beginning part when they first were out of school. So it was like really before it got more into, I guess, because it's, we're still doing okay here in Kentucky, but till more of these measures have been now put in place.
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I got to go get her. So I'll be making a trip fairly soon, just, you know, to Alabama to make the switch off, which has me freaked out, but we'll make it.
He did say the order requires you to self-quarantine for 14 days if you do go to another state for a reason not allowed under the order. So again, if you are going to another state for reasons, whatever, when you come back, there's a mandatory self-quarantine.
So which I'll be doing anyways. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I have plans to not get out of my car unless I absolutely have to. Mm-hmm. While getting gas, that's the only thing. I'm going to pack a lunch and try not to drink so I don't have to go into the bathroom. This well thought out.
Well, yeah, and that's what they more or less want. They want you to, if it is an essential trip, be smart about it. And you are being smart about it. You're not just being flippant and doing whatever. I'm going to go into a Walmart when I get into Alabama and I'm just walk around. No.
We're just gonna, she's gonna get out of one car, get in my car, and then we're headed back, which is a long day, but that's okay. Well, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Make it work. And we have this story along with any others that come down at hits1063.com. It is under the COVID-19 banner. It's the first thing you see when you go to our website, and it'll also be shared to our Facebook page as well at hits1063. It's Lexington's all new Hits 106.3.
We've got another round of Facebook Theater. Facebook Fights brought to life. And this one, I'm just not even going to explain. I'll let you figure it out for yourself.
Not a lot of punctuation going on here.
That's right.
Rosie will kick it off. If not allowed to delete it, Sandra Harold steal my teeth and she steal your neighbor fridge out of his home. Watch for her.
Huh?
I read that word for word. I did not misspeak that.
Rosie has a deep voice, by the way.
Yeah, she does. That's okay.
Barry chimes in. Hoy, your teeth? That's wild.
Here comes Kendall. Did she steal your punctuation too, Rosie?
Jer comes in. Hey, thanks for the heads up. I don't know her, but I'll keep an eye out for her and your teeth.
Got missing teeth. Remember that missing ear we talked about last week in Florida?
Yeah.
Maybe it was Rosie's teeth are missing now.
Barry comes back. What do you do with someone's teeth?
Great question, Barry.
Maybe sell them. Drug money, maybe? I don't know.
Guys, this sounds disgusting. Rosie comes back. Sandra, don't sell. She wear them, borrow them before.
Okay.
Rosie doesn't speak very well.
I think she's using the voice to text.
She gets direct. Yeah, that's true. She gets right to the point, though.
Yeah, she's asking Siri. She's like talking into Siri, and Siri doesn't understand. No. So
even Siri's like, bruh, what you doing?
Barry comes back. Wait, so she didn't break in and steal your teeth? She borrowed them and has never brought them back?
Excuse me, Rosie. Hold on. You loaned out your teeth, huh?
Jer comes back. So, this is kind of like a tooth sharing program.
And you actually want them back? That's the weird part. Rosie finishes it off with, can't buy. No fluff around this. She's just like, can't buy. Need teeth. Must eat. Hungry.
She can't talk either.
No.
That, my friends, was another round of
Facebook Theater.
If you happen to come across a good Facebook fight, take a screenshot of it and send it to us. Just go to Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
All right, so we know Matthew McConaughey as like the Lincoln person. He is the voice of Lincoln, right?
Well, all right. Oh, you mean guy right here? You mean this guy?
All right, all right, all right.
Yeah.
Yep. He's also doing PSAs about social distancing.
Yeah.
You're welcome for this. Here you go.
We are at war with a virus, and healthcare troops and first responders are on the front line fighting it every day. Let's join the fight by staying home. Staying home is not a retreat. It's the most brave and aggressive weapon we have against this enemy. Because when we do stay at home, we help prevent overwhelming our hospitals while buying time for our scientists to find the vaccine. And that is how we beat it.
Thanks, man.
Love it. All right.
In the same video, someone went up to him and said, hey, Matthew, I don't want to self-quarantine. What do you think about that? And he said,
it'd be a lot cooler if you did.
You just had to play that, didn't you?
I did. I had it pulled up. But there's a lot of celebrities doing this, and it's because a lot of people don't like to listen to officials, but they'll listen to a celebrity saying the same thing. So it's, you work at a restaurant or somewhere, you say the same thing, but if your manager comes and says it, the person's like, oh, well, okay. So, you know.
Just don't be dumb. Do what you're told.
That's the big thing with all of this. It's blunt to say it that way, but that's really what it boils down to. Just be smart. That's what we're all trying to say. That's what Andy Beshear's trying to say, but he can't say it because he's a governor. He has to say it the correct way, but that's really what it boils down to. If we're all being honest.
Tell me you heard about that one mayor. It's here in Kentucky, but I don't know his name or where he's a mayor of, but it's really funny. I'll have to find the story and post that to Facebook page because he just let them have it. He was so truthful.
Yeah.
And
I don't understand why that's frowned upon. We're all adults here. And if the shoe fits, wear it. If you get offended by it, it's probably because you think they're talking to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? True. In these times, it's like sometimes when we're in a crisis like this, if it hurts your feelings, you know, it is what it is. But we're trying to save lives. That's what all these mayors, the governors, that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, and so, if you think that you won't be touched by it, you're wrong.
Enough said.
I like the fact that they're saying assume that everybody around you has it, because that's exactly what I've been doing. You know, if I have to go out, if I absolutely positively have to go out, I just assume that everyone has it, and I do what I can to keep myself and my family protected from it.
And that doesn't mean you have to be a jerk to people. That just means you protect yourself. Don't stand close to people. Don't cough on other people. Don't, you know, breathe on someone's neck. It just be smart.
Wise words.
Yeah.
We will share this information to our Facebook page just to give you a good smile, because we all love Matthew McConaughey's voice, right?
All right.
All right, all right, all right. It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
All right, so just a few minutes ago, I had mentioned about a story of a mayor here in Kentucky. I wasn't sure which county he was in, but just pretty much telling it like it is. I mean, seriously telling it like it is. It's not politically correct.
No.
But I find it quite comical because, I mean,
this mayor,
not wrong.
No, this mayor has had it. His name is Mayor Gabe Brown. And it
and he
is
comes
in,
from Boone County, right?
Yep, Boone County, Walton, Kentucky. And I'll just read you some of what he said. Some of it's bleeped, but I'll give it to you as best I can. This is the beginning of the post. It said, "Listen up, dip turds and sensible people. I might not have the best bedside manner. I might not put you at ease like the governor does, but I don't care. You need to realize this is a serious ordeal. In fact, it's a big freaking deal. Stay at home." And then he goes on and he says very sensible things here. He just doesn't put a bow tie on it. And this was not a speech. He posted this just on a Facebook page. And it now has 5,000 shares.
I mean, obviously, this is someone who has had it.
And it seems like
people
he's dealing,
not listening.
Yes, with a lot. He says he has 3 conference calls a day and an extra one on the weekends. And he's dealing with a lot of things. And he's
My mom is a mayor of a city in Florida, so I totally, just hearing her voice her frustration, and then I can hear it in his post, I get it. I totally get it. I don't want people to give him a hard time. He's just trying to tell it like it is and hopefully get to you.
Yes, again, this wasn't in a televised event that he did. This was a private Facebook group. It's Boone County Neighborhood Group is where he posted it, and it's just gotten a lot of shares, and some people like it and say thank you for saying what you said, because a lot of people need to get, you know, jerked up the right way.
Sometimes it takes that way. Yes. I mean, it takes somebody getting very stern and, you know, irritated for you to realize that this is not a joking manner like some people are taking it. So.
Exactly. So
I just kind of love that.
It gave me a giggle reading it, because what he said is kind of what a lot of my inner monologue is. And he said it out loud on a Facebook page.
You're like, you're a public figure. You can't be saying that, but hey.
He might get reelected because of this.
No, saying.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
All right, so we have a very special guest joining the show this morning, and he comes all the way from Africa. We've got Joel on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, Joel. Tell us your background and what it is that you're doing that's so special.
I'm a medical doctor with an MPH from NYU. I live in New York City, and I work as a public health researcher. I work on various projects throughout Africa and Latin America and in the Philippines. I work on cardiovascular education projects, as well as cervical cancer screening and treatment projects. And I was in Africa when the virus kind of started picking up speed. I was in Cote d'Ivoire, and wow. I come to Ghana a lot. And so when everything kind of started to get crazy in America, I decided to just kind of stay in Ghana, because now the projects are kind of on hold now, because most healthcare facilities are kind of just focusing on the virus. So I'm here in Ghana, and, you know, I've been here many, many times, and I have a lot of connections, and I'm kind of sitting here and I'm reading the news, and I'm seeing how, like, there's a desperate need for, like, medical supplies and protective gear for the healthcare professionals. And so I was sitting here with a friend, and I'm like, oh, I love the African prints here. And I was like, oh, maybe we should try to make masks and raise money and then ship them to various hospitals in America that need them. And I started a fundraiser page on my Facebook page, and have raised some money, and now I'm able to make the masks here. And then today I'm going to do my first shipment of 1,500 masks to my mom in Ohio, and then she's going to distribute them to various hospitals in need. Like, there's a couple in Michigan, West Virginia, and then also in New York that have reached out to me that are looking for them. And then I'm in the process of making another 3,000 masks to send them next week as well. So I'm just trying to, like, help in any way possible. You know, kind of this is my area of, you know, my profession, you know, in public health, and I see there's such a need, and I'm trying to just connect local community seamstress here in Africa that I know, and I can help pay them. Also, and they're helping the communities in America as well, with giving the healthcare professionals protective masks to wear.
It's so wonderful that you're doing this, and I've seen some pictures, and they are fantastic. What a wonderful thing.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. And now, how do we go about getting people in touch with you if they are in need of these face masks? Like healthcare workers, of course.
Yeah, so I mean, I can give you my Facebook page, and then they can just private message me on Facebook, or then also if they want to pass around the fundraiser, if they want to donate so we can make more. Because right now, like I said, we're able to make 4,500 masks, but the more money we get, the more we can get. And then if people specifically reach out to me and they say, like, hey, can we, you know, can you ship 150 masks, 300 masks, and we can donate this much money, then we can meet them and then ship them directly to them. And I have many, many more seamstress friends here that I can, you know, the more we get and the more we need, I can involved to make more. So
that's
just
so
kind
wonderful.
Of dependent, like, dependent on how much people can raise and then what we can make with that. So.
Wow.
I love this so much. I'll post all this information up on our Facebook page so they can get in touch with you as well. And we really appreciate you being part of the show. It's such a small world. Joel and I share a mutual friend who got in contact with me and told me all about you. And I, of course, I was like, yes, we have to talk to you.
Yeah. Fabiana, she's one of my good friends. We did our NPH program together at NYU a couple of years ago. And we lived in Ghana together. And we also lived in Abu Dhabi together for our degree. So, yeah, it is a small world. I mean, she's in Vietnam now. I'm in Ghana. You guys are in Kentucky. It's,
wow.
Yeah, it's kind of like the world is small. Like, we're all really trying to come together and do whatever we can to help out in any capacity. So it's just trying to, like,
it.
Yeah, like, spread the word and try to, you know, get the news out there. And, you know, even here, like, I'm helping people here in Ghana, like, you know, giving them work. And so it's just, it is kind of this whole nice cycle that we're trying to build to help everybody out.
That's wonderful. Real quick before we let you go, how worried are you about this whole coronavirus thing? Now, I know it's, you know, it's definitely something to not take lightly, but seeing how you are a doctor, I just wanted to ask you that question.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something to be concerned and worried about. I mean, the thing is, we don't know much about the virus. I mean, we really don't even know how to treat it. We don't even have a vaccine for it. So it's kind of just the unknown, like the unknown of when will it actually, like, when will, like, the spread go down and people kind of go back to normal. So to me, that's kind of the concern I have, is because you kind of see how it started in China and then it went to Italy and Iran. And then now it's even in West Europe and in America. And it's in Africa now, like where I am, but it's not that widely spread. So it's like, will it come to Africa then as well? And then will it constantly bounce around from place to place to place? So it's just trying, like, it's just an unknown situation. So it's really just, it's kind of hard to know, like, what to do and, like, what not to do. It's like, is the media overblowing it? Like, how much social distancing should we do? Like, I don't know. It's just, it's the unknown, I think, is the part that I'm scared about, you know? And
right.
You hear conflicting reports about maybe in America, you know, 2 million people might get infected with, like, a couple hundred thousand people dying. And, like, so that's, I mean, that's scary. Like, that's a lot of people to lose their lives over this. So I don't know. It's kind of hard to say, you know?
Well, I think that we've definitely chosen the best way to get through this is all coming together and helping one another, especially with you over there and getting all these face masks and sending them out. It's so wonderful. And we really appreciate everything you're doing. And thank you so much for being a part of the show. I can't thank you enough.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I really appreciate it. And I hope to talk to you guys very soon.
Hits 106.3.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's all new Hits 106.3.
Dolly Parton is going to be reading to America every Thursday night from April 2nd to June 4th.
Yes.
It's going to be called Good Night with Dolly.
I'm here for it. I am so here for it. Not necessarily for my kids to watch. I will be watching this. I'm going to get my best PJs on, and I'm going to sit right in front of the computer or my cell phone and just listen to it.
So here's what, just a little rundown. It's a Facebook event, and it will feature Dolly Parton reading a series of Imagination Library books, all carefully chosen for their appropriate content at this moment in time. And the very first one
Well, B, the little engine that could. Chugga, 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 chugga.
Please. I wish you would tell it the way that that Damien brother did it.
Major Pain.
Major
Pain. That's immediately what I
Did I ever tell you about the little engine that could, boy? Toot, toot.
Propped up on that ridge. Yeah. So it'll probably be a little less in your face than that. But yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I don't know many kids that'll really be interested in this, but parents will be gathered around their smartphones and laptops or streaming it, streamcast to your TV or whatever. But yeah, it'll be every Thursday starting this Thursday for a couple months until June.
You know, it would be even better. I mean, Dolly Parton is fantastic, and I will be there for that. But you know how you have famous characters like Ron Burgundy, you know, from these big-time movies?
Yeah.
They told stories.
That was
more,
were
that's
more in
for
character?
Our adult entertainment, but I'm here for it.
I think we should. Maybe we'll throw that out there. Or maybe it's already in the works. Oh.
Or the guy from Office Space. You know, just stuff like that.
I just think any person that's ever acted, they should get those characters to read them. That's what we need to do.
Matthew McConaughey, Morgan Freeman. Oh, I'd be there for that.
Oh, that would
be the most soothing voice.
He should have been doing that already. He's the voice of God in every movie. He needs to just do it.
All right, so we talked a little bit about this yesterday, but we felt like it's important enough to kind of mention again. Now, we know that our stimulus check is coming fairly soon. We don't know the exact day, but we do know that we should be getting it soon. Experts are actually warning us about scammers trying to take their coronavirus stimulus checks.
Mm-hmm.
The FBI state attorneys general and other agencies are alerting Americans to phone calls, texts, or emails asking for personal or financial information to get the $1,200 federal payment. Those are not legit, so just know that. They will not call you. They will not send you a text message or an email. So just know that you do not give out your PayPal information,
no.
Your Social Security number, your bank account information. And if anyone else sees any information, you know, you do not have to sign up for a stimulus check.
Exactly.
You will be getting it.
And these scammers, they come around so often, and they usually prey on elderly people that aren't, you know, because someone who's scamming you could say, give me your PayPal info. A normal person would be like, you, the government, are going to give me my check via PayPal. That's what we're doing. But if someone is kind of naive to that, it could work. But just know that they are out there. I don't even think they're sending out actual paper checks. For these.
No, if you find, well, I think they are, yes. I'm not 100% sure, so don't quote me on that. But, I mean, for those who don't get direct deposited, they will send out an actual check.
Yeah.
So, again, I'm not 100% sure on that. I do know that if you filed your taxes and you had it direct deposited, then yes, that will just immediately go into your bank account. But the most important thing here is to remember that they're not going to ask you for any of your personal information. They already know it.
Right.
So just know that moving forward.
Be smart and just let people in your life, like if you have a mother or a grandmother that could be susceptible to this, let them know about it so they're aware.
Right.
That's the big thing. We want to spread this so everybody knows.
We'll have this information up on our Facebook page as well, so you can read more about it and share it with all your people. Just go to Hits 106.3.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's all-new Hits 106.3. It's going to be an overcast Tuesday. I had to look and see what day it was. I don't even know what day it is. But we do have a chance for some rain to head our way a little later today. Going to be cooler this afternoon. We'll be around 50 later today.
Yeah, it does kind of look a little gloomy outside, not going to lie.
Yeah, we've had such a nice, like, 3 or 4 days. Sunday was windy, but it's been really, really nice. So.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
We'll
sure.
take one of these. Today's a nap day. How about that?
Yeah, a Netflix and binge day.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not that every day.
Yeah, we're running
officially
out of,
done
running
for
out of
today.
Stuff.
Huh?
We're running out of stuff.
Hopefully Netflix will add. Well, they can't really add anything else, can they?
No. Whatever they can add has already either been added now or they threw all their eggs into Tiger King. And they're like, oh, crap.
True.
Everyone's done with it. Oh, now what?
Yep. What are we going to do now? What do we do now? All right. So we're officially done. We hope you have a wonderful and safe afternoon. Continue to practice that social distancing. Do not leave the state unless you absolutely have to. Wash your face. Wash your hands. I say wash your face because, you know, your dirty hands touch your face.
Oh, and wash your body, too.
Yeah, wash everything.
Wash those stinky feet. Ew.
Yeah, that's
maybe
true.
Maybe that's just me. Maybe it's just my stinky feet.
It definitely is. All right, have a wonderful day. We will be back again tomorrow. It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.